Blog Talk
yeah. Hi everyone, it's Jane, Quasar, and Zarea, and Zora, and welcome again to another of our Zora calls, today being Saturday, June the 26th. Amazing, amazing, amazing where we are as of today. So let's go ahead and let's bring Zarea through. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here on our call. And, of course, we love and appreciate each one of you as we together become the one collective in our little corner of the world, but here to be able to expand our energies to fill the world and move us more and more towards our ascension process of love and light. So let's go ahead and get Zarea, and here we go. Oh, hold on a second. All right.
Hey, gorgeous.
Hello there, Zarea. How are you today?
I'm good.
Great. Well, let's go ahead and get started with our wonderful Zora call with you and your father. And then, of course, after that, we will have, we're very happy to have Dr. Tom give us his updates for today. And, of course, our two special guests as well. Are Dr. Jerry and Michael Andrews. So let's go ahead and get started. We're all ears to hear what you have to say as far as your message for us today.
Okay. Well, I do have a short message from the Galactic Federation. And, of course, that's quite an interesting connotation. And it's this, that the month of June is going to be quite eventful on a galactic scale. So that's interesting. And, of course, there's going to be a lot more powerful energies coming onto the planet. And that's going to be, you know, changing several things during this year, it's supposed to work on the bringing the planet to a global moderate temperature, which is quite interesting. Okay, let me get to what I was going to read here. Okay, this is coming from the Crystal Kingdom book, from Messages from the Crystal Kingdom by Diane Robbins. And Earth's crystal power grids. We are the cetaceans out at sea, conversing through telepathy and longing for your company. We've been so alone, away from land. And this has allowed our consciousness to expand. For the ocean enfolds us in her mist and spray, so human thoughts don't come our way. In a sense, we're blessed, and in another, not as a result, we're out of earshot. So you don't hear us as we call to you. It's your density we can't get through. Earth's crystal power are now turned on so you can hear and respond to us when we call. We are calling to you all in melodies of drift in onto the land. Melodies that drift onto the land, touching you as you walk on the sand. Of your beaches, leaving you speechless. And then you realize it is us and that you only have to trust, and this is the start of our conversing through the heart. Yes, our melodies flow everywhere we go. Spreading our light is our goal. Our love is deep, our love is strong, and it all comes to you through our song. So take our cue and sing along, and before you know it, it won't be long until there is only one song. The song of love from hearts that now merged and all separation purged. God's clarion call is meant for all. As we sail together, an ocean foam, God's one note will take us home. Evolution is solution to bring free and be able to evolve through eternity. Now that's a message from Earth to you guys.
Beautiful.
So
why don't you go ahead? Yes, so your interpretation is?
My interpretation is that, you know, pay more attention to the cetaceans. When you walk on the sand on a beach, you know, be silent. Don't have a cell phone with you or any type of electrical device, because that hinders the messages that the cetaceans are sending to you. So don't have, when you go to the beach, don't take anything that's going to keep you from hearing the song that's coming from the ocean. You know,
so
the cetaceans
the
are
beach.
Messengers.
Yeah. When you go to the beach,
yes,
do you
I don't take any of that with me.
All right.
I put my feet in the water. I just sit on the beach with my feet in the water, let the waves lap against me, and I can pick up sounds coming from the ocean. Not the waves, but actual communications coming from the cetacean world.
And what does it sound like?
It's like a melodious song, very gentle and very penetrating. So when you guys go to the beach, don't take a cell phone with you, and don't take a computer with you. Don't take anything that is going to hinder the connection between you and the ocean. You're there to enjoy the ocean. You're there to receive the healing powers of the ocean. And you're there to receive a download of information coming from the cetacean nation. You're not there to talk to your boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever. You're there to enjoy. You're there to absorb.
You could do both, right?
Well, but you don't want to, like I said, you don't want to take a communication device with you, because it's going to intensify the density of separation between you and your brothers and sisters in the ocean.
Okay. So here's kind of where things are, Zaria.
You know,
people go to the beach normally, especially now that it seems that the beaches are cleaner than before, and
lakes are better
than before, cleaner as well.
Yeah.
So Lake
Michigan is crystal clear.
So people go to the beach to have fun. They like to play. They'll play volleyball. They'll play, you know, make sandcastles, et cetera, et cetera. And there's great communication
right.
with people. So it really produces a lot of bonding as well for family members. On the other hand, most people are not able to hear. What you're saying is that there is music coming and melodies coming from the ocean. The only thing most people listen to or hear are the waves, you know, that are coming on shore. And that people do listen to, which is, can also be really soothing.
Yes.
So moving into
it can be rather soothing. And also understand waves coming in also are bringing a song with them. So, yeah, you can listen to the waves, but you can also tune in if you're really in alignment with the ocean. If you live there all your life or whatever, you'll sense the camaraderie between you and the ocean. Because all of you are aquatic, believe it or not. The reason people drown is because of their fear.
Yeah, excuse me, Zoraya. When you said that we are all aquatic, that all of humanity right now present on the planet, that we are all aquatic in nature.
That's right.
Is that what you're saying? Okay.
Yes. Exactly what I'm saying.
All right.
What I mean by that is, you know, in reality, all of you have the ability, if you so choose to do so, to swim in the ocean underwater without the use of oxygen tanks.
Yes, well,
I know that's a bold statement. I know, but it's a fact.
So perhaps maybe that is an advance. That's when we are advanced or advanced enough to be able to do that. We have evolved at this time not to have the gills, even if they're hidden presently. So moving from that, going back to being an aquatic being, I mean, that takes great, great effort and also more evolution to be able to get to that point. So we could talk about that.
Well, a lot of people during World War II in Pearl Harbor, a lot of them sailors, when the ship sank under them, many of them, not all, but many of them, experienced the experience of being able to breathe the oxygen in the water because they didn't panic.
Yeah, that would be hard to believe. I mean,
in this particular body,
still hard to believe, right? In this particular body,
also understand when you're born. You're born in liquid.
Correct. We understand that.
Correct. You're born in liquid, and you're breathing the liquid in the womb of the mother. But you also are breathing the oxygen in the water, too. And when you are born, and the doctor slaps your butt, and you expel all that water that you had in your lungs, a liquid, that's where the separation comes. That's where the separation comes from the ability to breathe underwater, because you're forced to breathe air. So, if you're born in the water, babies that are born in water have the ability to breathe underwater. Very suddenly shocked into having to breathe air, that's what I'm talking about as far as birthing on land in hospitals or whatever. You're forced to breathe air. You got to breathe, so you got to breathe something. So you're going to have to breathe air. So, and that's why you become an air breather. But in reality, children that are born in the ocean, in the water, and not forced to accept the air breathing, can do both. They can breathe the oxygen in the water, and then, of course, when they come to the surface, they can breathe the surface oxygen. But also understand that that's why I'm saying everyone is aquatic. They just don't know that because they've never been taught that. From childhood, you're taught that if you jump in the water and don't know how to swim, you're going to drown. That's an inbred fear that is inbred in you from childhood. I know this for a fact because I was taught the same way. But understand, in reality, you are aquatic beings. It's just the way it is.
Okay. So, sure. Okay. I think I get the relationship. I mean, the mammals, or we call the dolphins and the whales, are mammals also just as we are. So we can discuss this further on another day, because I have a bunch of questions, which I'm sure a lot of people do as well. So we do have a special guest now, and that is Dr. Tom.
If you're in the presence of, say, dolphins, if you're in the presence of dolphins, there's no way you can drown because they won't let you.
No, they'll bring you back up to the surface.
That's right. They'll keep you from drowning. Anyway, so go ahead and bring in Dr. Tom. Oh, before that,
very
let me go
topic.
And give out. Go ahead and give out Diane Robbins' website, www.DIANNE.com. Go to her website and order her books directly from her. That way, she receives all the proceeds. And not through a third party.
Okay. So since we're talking about Diane, I'd like to put a plug in as well for Christine Light, who is
Of course.
As a website,
yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Called helping number two rise RISE at gmail.com. So
at
protonmail.com. Website is helpingtorise.com.
Helpingtorise.
It's her web.
Of course.
.com. So she's got some absolutely wonderful harmonics, products.
Crystal headbands and all that.
The crystal headbands that are really amazing in its frequency and its ability to be able to heal people. But she's got some beautiful products for, as well as souls and pendants, et cetera. So go to her website and go ahead and purchase something for somebody's birthday, et cetera, et cetera. And that will help her out greatly as well. So let's go ahead now.
Also understand, wait a minute, one more thing about Christine. Go ahead, everyone out there. You know, she's been doing wonderful for our website
for many years,
putting forth these products, and she could use some help. So go ahead and everyone out there, send her a love gift. It would be a wonderful blessing for her, and also the headbands is more important now for everyone who doesn't have one to go ahead and order a Lemurian crystal headband, because as the consciousness rises on planet Earth, which it's doing, you need to have one of those because it gives you direct contact with the Galactic Federation and your brothers and sisters in space, and also the Cetacean Nation and the ocean, and it's a receptor as well as a transmitter, so you can transmit your thoughts through it. And you can receive thoughts from others as well. So it's not just a thing of beauty to put on your head. It's also a transceiver and a transmitter. Okay?
So go to our website. It's helping2rise.com. And then again, she has these powerful quick switch tour harmonizers also for you to look at. So go ahead and do that and be able to communicate to her in that way. So with that being said, let's go ahead to our next guest, who is Dr. Tom. All righty, here we go.
Absolutely.
Okay. Let's go ahead and bring Dr. Tom in right now. A minute. I don't know about this computer these days. There we go. All right, Dr. Tom will be calling you in right now. So we know it's been a while in regards to real updates coming to us, but I'm sure that Dr. Tom is going to give us a really good update as we move forward towards our blessings in order for us to be able to help the world. And in so doing, and prior to doing that, everybody knows what to do to help oneself as well as others. Here we go.
Hello there.
Welcome.
Hello there.
Tom. Here you
so
are.
So nice to be with you today.
Well, it's so nice to have you here. So tell us what you were just doing. What have you been up to out in nature?
I am out cycling today along the American River, which is a 60-mile bike loop along the river, and it's very beautiful.
Yeah.
And doing out before it gets to be 102 out.
Ooh, oh, that's warm. That's a little warm.
But,
okay.
But the good news was that there wasn't very many rattlesnakes crossing the path today. Sometimes you hit them and they get tangled up in your spokes and it gets a little, you know. So
yeah.
I manifested them away today.
All right. Very good. Good job. All right, so we're all ears, Dr. Tom.
Okay, well, we have a lot of new information, and everyone needs to just relax. This is going to happen. In 2020-21, the bad guys ran out of money, right? They collapsed.
Right.
And so they had no place to go. These central banks, everything, their money, the Federal Reserve, everything was shut down. So you have these individuals wanting to get money, right? Well, the only place that we were looking at, so there was over 1 million contracts that were put to the paymasters, to the QFS system, and got to remember that the QFS system is a spiritual AI. It monitors everything.
Right.
What they found is 95% of those contracts were corrupt. So what they were planning on doing, had they run the RV, GCR, those contracts, all that money, all the QFS money would have been brought back to the bad guys.
Okay.
So, and I always kind of have known this, that we have to wake people up, and I'll get to the date in a minute, that there's a lot of people on this planet that haven't woken up, that they don't see corruption. So they have to collapse the old Earth system to wake everyone up. So in the next couple months, you're going to see that, you know, with gas and all this stuff going up. So,
mm-hmm.
So what's going to happen is, in the meantime, we still have a little, everything is going to become, not just the GCR, not the other things, but you're going to have everything come in the end of August. And that's when all our prosperities will come about. In the meantime, just know that this had to be done. Now, could it change tomorrow? Certainly. We are hearing that possibly the dinar may go by itself. There's rumors about that. So mm-hmm. you would be able to go in to a regular bank in exchange at $3.22. So we don't know yet, but that's on the table. You have to be prepared. It's like a military operation. You have to be prepared to do that. But in the meantime, just know that if you are struggling financially, which quite a few people are, that things will come your way. Things will show up. You just have to be in that space where a mortgage may be taken away or a certain check may come in, okay? And I've kind of come out of retirement a little bit, and things like that have moved on. I'm doing those things until this prosperity comes in. So in the meantime, 95% of the contracts are gone, and they've been re-institutized. So now they're put back in, but they've also putting in the new contracts, and everything is going well. Right now they're just taking out the bad guys 1,000%, and we need to get prepared to move into the higher dimensions and also be prepared of what's coming. So that's kind of in a nutshell where we're at.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Have everyone and enjoy their summer, you know.
Just like Dr. Tom, everybody take a cue from Dr.
Yeah.
Tom. Very, very important to stay present. And when you're in present and you're in joy and inspiration of what is in front of you right now, whether it's Mother Nature or whether it's, you know, riding a bike or whatever it is that you enjoy that is your passion, this is the time to start it or to go back to it, however way, but never looking into the past. That past is completely finished. It's gone. So focus on the now and in the near future as far as what you want to have in your reality. So that was
exactly.
Amazing, Dr. Tom. Thank you so much.
Well, and also, too, Jane, is one last comment here is
mm-hmm.
you can, through your meditations, you can, you know, get into your space and fall into a deep whatever you get into, and then visualize or create what you want. So create like the GCR has already happened. How would that feel? How would that make you feel? So when it does happen, it's okay, but you can create it right now. You can create that joy and happiness and that
mm-hmm.
passion like it's already happened. You don't have to sit there and wait.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll wait till the GCR comes, and then I'll be happy. Yes, I know
mm-hmm.
it'll be able to, you know, people will be able to move on a little bit, but it's an inside job. It's not an outside. It's a, you know, it's an inside out,
mm-hmm.
as we used to say it. So,
That's right.
So
perfect.
It's all in our hands. We can create anything, and once we get our powers and our memory back, we will be able to move on. Because in 20, 30 years, there'll be no more money. We'll be traveling to different universes, and that's going to be fun.
Transition time. Very good.
Yes.
All right, Dr. Tom. Thank you so much for your feedback today. Thank you for our updates. So have a fabulous day, and we'll talk with you soon. Thank you.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right. So, Zaria, are you still with us?
Hello. Yep, I'm here. I put myself on mute so I wouldn't interrupt anybody. Anyway.
Okay. All right. So maybe a comment. We have about 15, 20 minutes before I bring Dr. Jerry in, and I was wondering if you could bring your father in right now.
No, we have to bring someone else in, remember?
No, he comes in about 20 minutes. Oh, no, in
20 minutes?
But if we can,
it would be 10:45 our time.
Yeah, exactly. I've already spoken with 10
minutes.
Michael. Michael will, no.
That's what you told him last night.
No, I changed it.
Oh, okay. You changed it.
So he will be, yes, I did. Okay.
Okay, fine.
Thank you.
All right.
It'd be nice to listen to your dad for just a short while.
Mm-hmm. All right. I will do that.
Okay.
I'll bring
you
in.
All right. Thank you. All righty. Thank you so much, Andrea. Mm-hmm. We appreciate everything that you are doing for our world, for bringing your father through and yourself. Next thing we know, Zora's going to be right here with us.
Beloved gods and goddesses, how be you this wondrous, glorious, and loving day?
I knew that
you are all in expectation of your blessing. And that's also very good. Also understand, don't get flustered when you hear people to say things are going to be happening at the end of August. Things are happening now, not at the end of August. Things that are transpiring on the earth right now are going to be quite beneficial for everyone. The imminent arrival of the Galactic Federation is also coming to fruition. So understand that things will be changing day by day. You will be seeing changes of what they will be. I am not at liberty to say, but they are going to be good. So understand that as each day passes, brings you closer to the Galactic Federation's arrival. So that is a wondrous, wondrous thing to be occurring. There will be changes in climate. There will be changes in what you term as more deserts are going to be what you call showing signs of growth, showing signs of life popping up through the sands. And so it's coming to fruition very slowly of your earth becoming more as a temperatures. So this is about to ramp up most assuredly. Also, those of you who are what you call in distress because of late need, dropping in volume, that's only going to do for a certain amount of time, and then once again, it will be refilled again. So do not worry for them. And also people who have what you call areas of what they term drought, you can change that from drought to to all the plentiful rain you need. You simply have to ask for it in the right way. Understand, the Mother Earth likes to, want or desires for you to talk to her. And because you are on her surface, you are guests on her surface. And as guests, you need to act accordingly. So begin talking to Mother Earth. That may sound very strange coming from me to tell you to talk to your planet. Well, it's quite simple. She is a sentient being. She also desires communication from you. So, how you do that is the same as I have spoken before, to go out to a tree, put your back up against the tree, your feet flat on the ground, and you become in direct contact with your Terra Crista through the tree. And also, you can, if you so desire, go out to the beaches and put your feet in the water, your feet in the ocean. That's also a direct connection with you and Terra Crista. So anything you can do to, for those of you here in what is called New York City, you do have a point of contact there as well. It's called Central Park. Go to Central Park, all of you that live in that area, go to Central Park and inspect the area around the base of a tree. Make sure there's nothing there that can harm you. What I'm speaking of is like broken glass and things of that nature. And remove it and then sit down, your feet flat on the ground, your back against a tree, and you have direct contact with Terra Crista. Start talking to her. Those of you who are in areas of what you term as drought, find yourself a tree, put your back up against the tree, your feet flat on the ground, and ask Mother Earth to give you rain to end the drought, as you term it. The reason people have drought areas is because they accept it. This is not the way it should be. You should be talking to Mother Earth. You should be requesting her to end the drought in your areas. You can do it. All you have to do is do it. It is that simple. If you want to have a temperate climate, request it of Mother Earth. She is longing for your communications. And that is why, or you can go out in your own yard, if you have a tree in your yard, put your back up against the tree and feet flat on the ground, weather permitting, of course, and just become silent. What I mean by that is don't have any cell phone with you, any type of distraction, and you go there out there with the intention of making contact with Terra Crista. So you can do that. Everyone, there's nothing to stop you from going out of the city and communing with Mother Nature or communing with Terra Crista. The cities are what you call traps. It stifles the consciousness levels of peoples. It reduces your connection with Mother Earth or with Terra Crista, because the cities have concrete and they have what you call, you know, sidewalks and things of that nature. And you have, and you're wearing shoes, so you're not having direct contact with Terra Crista. You are limited with the amount of connection you have with Terra Crista. Understand, even though concrete comes from the earth, all man-made structures are also, origins come from the earth, of course. But it is more what you call a deterrent walking on sidewalks. This is why I tell you to walk in the dirt whenever possible. So if you live in a city, take some time on a weekend and go out of the city. Go to your, if you live on the coast, go to the beach. Put your feet in the water and just absorb the lapping of the waves against your skin. That's very healing, very soothing. And I would say that you would, you're going to experience a euphoria, actually, that you are going to experience when you put your feet in the water, and you will feel a camaraderie between you and the water, and also any creatures who may be in the vicinity. You will be able to communicate with them. And so understand, in the early parts of your existence, speaking of your ancestors, they all had the ability to communicate with the land, communicate with Mother Nature. When the industrial complex was created, that began the separation between you and Mother Nature, building of cities and things of that nature. So, and your governments know this. They know that if they keep you away from Mother Nature and more creating cities to separate you from Mother Nature, that you are more easily controlled. And understand this, that once you start communing with Mother Nature, your freedom is assured. Understand, their control over you is diminished when you leave the cities and go out into the forests, out away from the cities, and they know that too. That's why they have created more and more cities, taking away your ability to be into Mother Nature. And that's not good. The more you connect with Mother Nature, the more freer you become. And that's what your governments want to prevent. That's the purpose, to eliminate what you call the rainforests and things of that nature. They think if they can get rid of Mother Nature, then they can control you. And that is a false statement. They will never be able to control Mother Nature. They've attempted to, but it is a losing battle. Mother Nature will always win. So that is my advice to you. Go out of your cities and go and sit next to a tree, put your back up against it and your feet, bare feet flat on the ground, and reconnect yourself with your heritage, with Terra Crista. And you will find that your life will change in ways unimaginable.
Thank you.
That's all I have to say to you.
Very good. Well, we'll be talking with you again in a little while. In the meantime, we do have Dr. Jerry. I'd like to be able to bring him in to talk more about the NUMI product that he is bringing forth to all of us. And what it's doing as far as testimony.
I will put myself on mute.
All right, so thank you so much, very, very much, for your message for today so far. All right. Okay, so everybody, if you have any, well, let's just see what Dr. Jerry has to say today. And let me just go ahead and bring them in. Okay. So I don't know how many of you have already partaken of the Numi product, but it is very, very helpful, you know, for the entire body. Another product, I don't want to say similar, different, but also works powerfully, like the iHercules. Okay, there we go, Dr. Jerry. Bringing you in.
Hello, Jane.
Hi, Dr. Jerry. How are you?
How are you? I'm doing great.
Wonderful.
How are you?
Wonderful. Oh, we're very good. Thank you so much for being here on our call today with our big family. So just a little bit of an interview again, as a preview of who, a little bit of information regarding Dr. Jerry. Most of you that are on the call already know he's been with us for a number of years already, bringing forth some really great products to come our way. And it just becomes even better and better all of the time. And utilizing some of those products, and now the new product called Numi. But just for everybody's information, Dr. Jerry has been practicing functional medicine now for many years. I don't remember how many, Dr. Jerry, but that's all right. He's also a magnificent educator in regards to ingredients of the products. He's also what we call alternative medicine as well, as a chiropractor, very, very knowledgeable of Ayurvedic, as well as Oriental medicine, and you know how we got there again is another story. But why don't we do this, Dr. Jerry? If there's something else of your past that you want to bring forth, please do so. You have been an amazing individual as a spiritual teacher in meditation and enlightening information, awakening information for all of us. So we thank you for being here with us today, and welcome, Dr. Jerry.
Thank you, Jane. Always great to be here with you and this family. It's one of pure love and, you know, in terms of medicine, and yes, 42 years. Man.
Whoa.
It's been a long road. It's been an amazing journey. It's been a journey where you never stop learning. And that's a great thing, because I don't think we can't really encapsulate all knowledge. And that is why the spiritual background, because I believe all knowledge is truly, it's out there. And we can tap into it, but you can't tap into it by going outside, you go inside. And the spiritual journey is an inner journey. And so, yes, I do. I'm very much connected to that community. Meditation, had a spiritual master, a Himalayan yogi. He said Himalayan yogi that was I studied with for 35 years. And with him, it was all about tuning into the inner space, and that's where you get the answers. Which is really brilliant, because in medicine, you know, we attempt to bring balance, and we use various tools, like we've talked about on these calls. You know, the tools we have are different supplements, and it also includes lifestyle, things like that, which we must adhere to these kind of things these days, because the world really is trying to pull us apart, and it more and more so. You know, when you enter all of the things that we're up against in the physical world, with the way our food has become unnaturalized, I might say. It's almost like a kind of a Franken food. It's highly toxic in many cases. The air, the water, the air also has EMFs increasing just exponentially year by year, you know, now with the towers that have all gone up everywhere. And So we live in a world that really tries to pull us apart. And so in medicine, every form of medicine, you mentioned Oriental medicine, traditional Chinese medicine, Ayurvedic medicine, allopathic, naturopathic, it all attempts to bring a balance. So when you're being pulled apart on the outside by all of these divergent forces, it's really hard to maintain that balance. So, of course, we need tools. And I think one of those tools is meditation. But it's hard to recommend an exact tool for everyone because everyone is a little bit different. Everyone has a little bit different levels of stress, different kinds of toxicity, different kinds of things that are unique to them that they are dealing with. So there's no panacea. If somebody introduces a panacea, run the other way because it doesn't exist. But we really try to tap into those things that are more universal in their scope so that we can, as a community, as a family, so we can tune into those things. And so I do highly recommend just lifestyle kinds of things. Like, you know, these days we tend to, maybe if we work, you work in a cubicle, you sit there with your computer, or you work at home on your computer, and then you come home or you just go to your couch and you turn on the TV. Or, you know, the sedentary lifestyle is a killer. The other thing that's a killer is just these quick versions of food, you know, like fast food or something you can just throw in the oven, those kinds of things. And you know, we're so stressed out in the world today, and we tend to run from project to project and thing to thing that, you know, eating sometimes gets pushed aside. But I think it's really important, you know, for us, for this family, and we're tuned in, and we're here for a reason. And we've got a big agenda in our future. We really are here to help the planet. And so I think it's up to us to take care of ourselves. So I think we need to consider, you know, what we're putting in our mouths. And I think we need to try as much as possible to buy organic and prepare the food. And the other thing, get outside. Try to get outside every day and go for a walk. The sunshine is amazing to take in, and it stimulates the vitamin D and helps to stimulate detox. And walking is a great exercise because of the rhythm, and it helps to pump the lymphatic fluid and get the circulation going and the metabolism going and the respiration going, and which also stimulates detox, which we need vitally. And the other thing is it calms the mind. You know, the tendency to be on all, you know, tuned into our devices all the time tends to just keep our mind a little bit in the agitated place. So if you don't meditate, walk. Walk is an amazing meditation. And I think the Buddhists understand this, and the Buddhists even do a form of walking meditation. And when I did some Zen retreats years ago, we did the meditation, and then you'd get up and you'd walk and through the dojo, through the room, and you would, in a certain mental state, and you would walk, and that peaceful rhythm of that smooth, that walking mechanism, it would just kind of brings a balance. It's very balancing. And that's what we need in the world today, is just that balance. You even see it in society. Society's unbalanced. Everything is polarized. And we have to realize, and I'll get around to, you know, some of the supplements here, Jane, in a moment, but we have to realize in order to manifest this world, and whatever you call it, the divine intelligence, nature, God, whatever you call it, in order to manifest a world, there had to be polarity. If you think about it, the atom at the atomic level is a proton positive, electron negative. And the DNA is in a spiral because it's because of polarity, because of the polarizing effect creates circles. It's always balanced around a central point. The planets go in a circular around a central point. The entire universe of galaxies that we can see spin around a central point in the universe. It's all based upon polarity. It's all based upon that, because in the beginning was the word, and the word was a vibration, and the vibration created a wave, and that wave became a polarity, which allowed the manifestation to come into existence. But what's polarity bring besides male, female, light, dark, good, and evil, and all of these kinds of things? It brings opposition. And in order to heal, you come back to the central place, and that's where you tap into really that word, that origination, that place where it all sprang from, which is the most healing place. And that is the most calm place and the most balanced place. But you see in the world today, everybody's just pulling apart. Everybody's polarized. But that's a manifestation of this world that we live in. And we are heading into a place, because as this galaxy, as the our galaxy spins around the center of the entire universe that we know of, we get closer to that center during certain ages. And right now we're going closer toward it. And this has happened multiple times. We've gone further away and then we get closer. And as you get closer, you go into a greater spiritual age. And right now we're kind of between ages, where we're coming out of these dark ages, and now we're in the age of understanding electricities and energies, but we still have a lot of dark age people around. And it's kind of a dangerous sign. Where you have a dark age consciousness in a lot of people, and you have, you know, and then an understanding of power and energy and those kind of forces. So it's a very tumultuous time. But as we advance spiritually and we're right at a place where we're going there and we're rapidly accelerating our advancement, we'll get closer and closer to that center part of the universe. Now the masses begin to wake up. The masses begin to realize that darkness is no longer where they need to be. And they need to come over to where they can be more balanced and more spiritual. So we do live in an exciting time. We live in a really important time. But I think us as the spiritual warriors in this planet, we need to take extra care, because we're kind of the vanguard. We're kind of the ones carrying this torch. And so you kind of raise your head, you know, a little bit, being us. And so we have to take extra precautions in many, many different ways. But one of those is we have to take care of ourselves. Just like I said, with our diet, and get outside and do some walking, get the sunshine, those kind of things, do some meditation. All of those things are important. But besides that, yes, there are supplements that we need to look at when they come along, things that tend to create balance. And we talked about the age pill. And back in the age pill, the merit of that, the nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide, the NAD+, helped to get the results of glycation, which is what our body uses when it creates energy in the mitochondria. It burns carbohydrates, and it's called glycation. And actually, that creates byproducts. And in order to get those out of the cells, the NAD+ is brilliant. Otherwise, it accumulates in the cells and makes the environment inside the cell toxic and rapidly accelerates aging. So that was and is an amazing supplement. We need to pay attention to that. And we talked about the blue-green algae. Well, blue-green algae is great. It's the most amazing superfood the planet's ever seen, has so many benefits. But because one of its benefits is it's a very powerful detoxifier, whatever it grows in, whatever body of water, it detoxifies it. So we put it in our body, and it's kind of either neutral or it could be bad. So we had a very special one grown in vertical farming, highly monitored, so that it was very, very pure. And that was a great product. It still is a great product. I still take it. Mm-hmm. And it helps to keep me in a good state of balance, you know, pH and everything else that it does, and helps with detoxification. And gives a very broad spectrum of nutrients, because we all need that, because we tend to run deficient because our diet just can't supply it. Even organic these days, our food is deficient, and that's been proven over and over and over again. It's not the same food that our ancestors ate, and it's just almost impossible to create unless we grow our own. You know, so I highly recommend that if you can do it. The next supplement we found here is a nano-sized glutathione. I always call it glutathione, but Steve Scott says glutathione, so it doesn't matter. It's like, do you say tomato or tomato? It doesn't matter. And that's the most recent one we've encountered. And why is that important? Well, I've known about glutathione since the late 70s when I was in school. And I saw that it was the most powerful endogenous antioxidant. And that was about it. There was also superoxide dismutase, SOD. There was also catalase. These were the endogenous antioxidants. But even back then, it said that glutathione was the one that reigned supreme.
So great.
That's all we knew. I'm glad our body produces it. That's a great thing to have an antioxidant because we get exposed to these free radicals everywhere we go, and it's a good thing we produce that. So we don't necessarily need so much vitamin C, vitamin E, these other things that are antioxidants. But later I found out, and it was about, well, in 1985 I read a paper, that when glutathione levels were low, liver function was low. It kind of was corresponding directly with the levels of glutathione. So I thought that was interesting because at the time we were beginning to realize almost everybody we were dealing with had liver issues. And a lot of it could be tracked back to the gut issues and how the gut was becoming overwhelmed. And many people were having, even back then, leaky gut, and it's gotten worse. But the leaky gut contributing to too much, those large particles, and that causes an immune response because the large particles in the blood and the macrophages attack, and they're those large gobble-up kind of part of your defense system. Mm-hmm. And then where do they go? They go to the liver, and the liver has to break it all down. And so the liver tends to run behind if you have a leaky gut. And the liver, back then, we said, had 300 known functions. Well, now we know it has 500 known functions. Who knows? In 20 more years, it might have 1,000 known functions. You know, it's just the liver is the organ in our body that kind of monitors and sends signals and kind of has a lot of things that you don't even think about. We think about the liver, and we think, well, it detoxifies us, and you know, maybe it plays a role in metabolism and maybe a role with blood and these kind of things. We don't really fully understand. It's like everything. You know, if your liver function isn't right, then your lipids can go off, your sugars can go off, hormones, enzymes, your immune system is not right. All of these things begin to crash. So, you know, if liver function was down, according directly related to glutathione production, we need to figure out a way to how do we get more glutathione? And we started, as you looked into that, you began to realize, well, there are certain foods that help contribute to the body producing glutathione, because if you take glutathione by a supplement, it doesn't make it through the digestive tract. It's a very fragile molecule, and this hydrochloric acid, the stomach being a 4.5 pH, is very acidic, so it can break down proteins. You go eat a steak or you go eat some protein, whatever it is, it has to break it down. So first the hydrochloric acid gets in there and breaks it down into a way so the protease enzymes secreted by the pancreas can actually get a hold of those pieces and dissolve it so your body can absorb the amino acids you need. So the pH of the stomach has to be very, very acid. Also, it kills parasite eggs. When you eat something that might have parasite eggs, it's very difficult for it to get through that acid, so it protects us. But if you take a glutathione supplement, it breaks it apart. It destroys it so you can't absorb it. So that didn't work. Well, there were certain foods that were supposed to be good, like, you know, the sulfa foods like garlic, onion, and cruciferous, and apparently even milk thistle herb tends to be supportive of glutathione production. But we didn't really see much measurable improvement with that. Maybe a little. Some with some people, and some people didn't seem to affect at all. So there's nothing, any consistent effect. But we continued to work on gut because we knew the gut was kind of the source. If the gut was breaking down, it was the secondary thing that was attacked and dealt with, that was the liver. So we definitely worked through the gut to try to help the liver. But we really wished we could upregulate glutathione because, you know, over the years we knew that we found out then later that the amount of glutathione in liver cells is up to 1,000 times more than a regular cell. It's in every cell. It's, in fact, made within every cell. But the liver is so important to have it that it has much, much more glutathione. So later we began to find these precursors. Of course, it's made from, glutathione is made from glycine, glutamate, and L-cysteine. Well, guess what? L-cysteine, you can't, if you take it in through the stomach, it gets broken by the stomach acid because it has a sulfhydroxide component that the hydrochloric acid breaks. So that was the limiting factor, was the L-cysteine. So then in supplementing the precursor, wasn't that effective either. So I was all ears when I heard about this nano glutathione that was actually water-based, because there had been some that I knew of that were liposomal, which is a fat-based, and which up to this point, that was the best, because it could absorb through the mucosa of the mouth. But the liposomal had a couple of issues. One, at the cell membrane level, the cell may take it in, may not, because our body tends to have many fat stores, and many cells don't want more fat. And so there's enough. So there's some repulsion at the cell membrane area. So when there was a water-based version, I thought, wow, who's bringing it? Stephen Scott. And Stephen Scott was somebody, he brought a company that was a glutathione precursor company that started back in 2006. He was the majority owner. And he owned a company called Total Gem, Christie Brinkley, Chuck Norris. He had money, but he had heart. He had written many, many books, a very spiritual man, and they were about spiritual things. And he had a dozen books on the New York Times bestseller list. The Richest Man Who Ever Lived was his most famous book. And he's somebody I wanted to meet. So it was right before February 1st, and I heard about this. And I asked the person that told me about it, what's the possibility of meeting Stephen Scott, somebody I've kind of watched from the distance, for a number of years, 14, 15 years. And they said, I'll set it up. And it was on a Saturday, right at the end of January. And Stephen spent about an hour talking about, more about glutathione than anybody, any doctor, any researcher, any scientist I ever talked to. He knew more. It was his baby. I mean, he'd studied it, he'd lived it, breathed it, ate it, drank it, everything for all of these years. And what happened was that company that he started, his co-owner people started embezzling money because he was doing a lot of traveling. He came back and said, I'm not going to be a part of something that I can't trust. So he sold out. But he didn't sell out on glutathione. He even became more interested. So there's got to even be a better way than a precursor. And he actually started buying patents on glutathione research from universities. And that led him to meet a doctor who had published many, many studies in the glutathione space, Dr. Nagasawa. Dr. Nagasawa helped to educate him greatly about it and led him to another doctor that was a key person in the nanoscience arena. And I want to make a comment at this point. Nanoscience, just like any science, has good applications and bad applications. Remember the polarity? One of the times my meditation teacher, Baba, I called him, he had a thumb drive many, many years ago. He left his body in 2017, and this was probably 10 years before that. And he had this thumb drive, and I said, well, and he said, you know, he had his entire book was on that. And I said, isn't technology amazing? He said, yes, technology is good and it's bad. And he said, if it's in the world, it's good and it's bad. And if you think about it, any science has good and it has bad applications. And the same thing with nanotechnology. So there's people out there, if they hear nano, they say, oh, that's bad, because of some of the recent stuff that's come out about it. But it also is as good as it is bad. It depends on who's using it. Because the thing about nano is nano allows for a delivery that's unprecedented. And so if you're using it in a bad way, you can deliver things kind of covertly, let's just say. But if you're doing it in a good way, you can actually get something into the cell much more efficiently, much more effectively than ever before. And our body needs glutathione. In fact, these days, because the things that deplete it include stress, it includes toxins because of its antioxidant, and we encounter a toxin or a heavy metal, and most of us have some degree of heavy metals. Think of dentists putting mercury into your teeth, or, you know, it's found in our food, it's found in our water and things like this. So most of us have heavy metal toxicity. So, you know, stress, heavy metals, other industrial pollutants, not getting enough sleep, all of these things deplete it. So almost everyone is deficient in glutathione, and the most you'll ever have is when you're 20 years old. By the time you're 40, your production has been reduced by 30%. By the time you're 65, your production has been reduced by 50%. And so many things that our body needs it for, not just antioxidants. There are thousands of different biochemical reactions it takes part in. It's necessary for our blood to be able to carry oxygen. Without glutathione, your blood would not be able to carry oxygen, and we would suffocate within minutes. It's necessary for our immune system. I mentioned it's necessary for the liver and the 500 known functions. It's absolutely necessary for brain function and nerve function. All of these reasons that we need it and we don't have enough of it, and hasn't been a real effective way of delivering it to the cell. Now we can. So yes, I got excited. I got very excited. And what I'm finding is this. Now we started this February 1st, and we kind of, you know, brought a few people in, and it word spread fast because Steve Scott did a Zoom he started doing it every day, you know, more recently, but a couple times a week in the beginning. And we would just send people there, and they'd go, wow, and he'd show before and after pictures, and it was amazing. And he can't show all of his before and after pictures because most of them are like, you know, medical, which you can't show. But he can show the ones of just people's faces. Yeah, they look younger. Because with low glutathione, you age much faster. One of the reasons is, well, there are many reasons, but just one is glutathione protects the telomeres. And if your telomere becomes damaged or exposed and begins to unravel, that's the cap at the end of the chromosomes. And that tells you how long you're going to live, basically. Because every time the cell divides, it shrinks a little bit, but it shrinks just a little bit. But if it's unprotected, it can shrink a lot and shrink rapidly, and aging can become very rapid. And it protects that and keeps it from unraveling so that when the cell divides, the cell can divide more normally and create healthier cells. So one of the things you find is that it supports, you know, let's just say it supports normal aging. So normal aging is like, you know, we could live to be 125 like our genes say that we're supposed to be able to or more. So if we can really support normal aging, we can really live a lot longer than what we're currently living. The other thing it does is protects our immune system. It protects the B cells and the T cells. Another thing that happens when you have a bacterial or a viral insult is there's two pathways in the T cell, the Th1 and the Th2. And the Th1 happens to use nitric oxide as the T cells are assassins. So it goes out and finds the virus and boom, it hits it with a nitric oxide dose. And it kills that virus or that bacteria. But it's glutathione's job to disable the nitric oxide so the nitric oxide doesn't become an oxidative agent. So if the glutathione levels are too low, then that becomes out of balance. But in its innate intelligence, our body then shifts to the Th2, which the Th2 is less modulated form of immunity. And the Th2 is where you end up when that becomes excessive over the Th1. That's where you end up. And I know that's getting complicated, but the bottom line is, if you don't have enough of the glutathione, your immune system shifts to an area that's hard to modulate, which means that autoimmune conditions can be more prevalent. Other kinds of reactive kinds of states related to heart disease and cancer and things like that can become more prevalent. So it's not a good place to go. So we need to be wary and be aware to keep our glutathione levels elevated. And now, for the first time ever, we can do it consistently and effectively and efficiently. So that's the latest that we found in this, mm-hmm. you know, in this search that we, this ongoing search in this world to help us stay balanced and well.
Well, that was
just a quick snapshot. We could go on for another hour, but I know. I know we don't have that time, and I would put everyone to sleep. So.
No. I think we were glued to listening to every word you were saying. So that was really super. I really appreciate you going over again about the Nuni glutathione product. I think that the more we have heard it, it's you know, just kind of, oh yeah, now I get it. It's like watching a movie, and you watch it once, and then you watch it again, and then you get something more. And then, of course, it's the same thing, you know, probably as far as what you discussed with us regarding some of the products that we have. And now, of course, it's all about the Nuni. So, Mike, I have a question, and maybe we could take a couple of questions also from, you know, our followers here. And so my question is in regards to liposomal versus water. Are there other products out there that are water-based versus liposomal, or are most products right now are all, are liposomal based versus
the
water-based?
Thing about nano-sizing something and making it more bioavailable,
right.
It's easier to do using a liposomal technique, but it's really, really difficult to get it small enough using a liposomal technique. So that was the rub. The doctor that Stephen Scott was working with said the real where the rubber really meets the road is if you can get it under 10 nanometers, which no one had been able to do.
Oh, yes.
And and they did it. They did it, and they did it with a proprietary technology that allowed them to surround it in water molecules. And the water molecules become an excellent carrier because most of the cells recognize they want the water. And so once in the circulation, there's a scientist at the University of Utah that worked closely with this development. He said that it gets into the cells within 70 seconds, which is really critical because that's one of the issues with the liposomal. It's not so effective at getting into the cells, the same way with the IV glutathione. And another thing about IV, one of the things about glutathione is in some people, you can get too much. So it's real important to stay water-based because it's easier for the body to flush if it gets too much. And so that's very difficult with us to get too much. Plus, ours has less milligrams, but much more bioavailability and much more assimilatability. So it gets into the cell much more easily and is assimilated in the cell much more easily because of its size. It's down to that size where the cell recognizes, wow, you know, we don't have to work on this. We don't have to change it. We don't have to break it down in any way. We just use it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the great thing about this particular product. But I will add that although some people right away, like I've had people call me and say, wow, my head cleared as soon as I put this in my mouth, things like that. I got a lot of that. But some people are like, well, I didn't feel anything, but they stayed on it because they know they need more glutathione. And 3 months in, is when I started getting the texts with the pictures of, I'll just say this to keep me from making medical claims, but pictures of examination findings and different kinds of things that are mind-boggling. And some people that had been to their vision person and the vision had changed, or hearing had changed, you know, and these are people in their 50s and 60s and some even in 70s. And they're getting improvements that they had never seen before, but it took 3 months. So the answer to that is anytime you're supporting function at a cellular level and you're helping those cells to divide more normally and produce more normal, let's say, generations of itself, those little building blocks take time to create a healthier tissue, which takes time to create a healthier organ, which begins to show up like in 3 months, 3 months, 4 months, like that, because it takes time for those tissues to predominate the particular organ. So that explains that.
Okay. A question for you. I know that some people who do take it, you know, you swish it for a minute or so, a couple of minutes, and then you could spit it out or you can swallow it. So what are the pros and cons there? Why wouldn't you swallow it?
Well,
why would you spit it out?
It's it's 6-1, mm-hmm. half a dozen the other. You can do either. However,
okay.
they wouldn't like me saying that because it's licensed as a nutraceutical, which means swallow. I asked them
right.
this because I have some friends who are Orthodox Jewish, and this
mm-hmm.
current version is not labeled kosher. And they're looking into getting that done, and I'm sure they'll have that done
oh,
soon.
Good.
But
mm-hmm.
the rabbi said, it doesn't matter if you can spit it out. And so
I went to Steve because
he was saying, well, if it absorbs in the mouth, can you spit it out? So I went back to Steve, and he said, yeah, you're going to get, you know, maybe there's 3% that you might not get if you spit it out. But he said, really, you're going to get just as much benefit, especially if you can hold for a full 2 minutes. You're going to get
uh-huh.
the full benefit, even if you spit it out. So it doesn't really matter. Some swallow it, some spit it out.
Okay. So if you swallow it, I mean, do you see it? Have there been any, you know, positive
there's no real
studies on that or no?
There's nothing to really comment on either way because
mm-hmm.
you're
okay.
not going to absorb much more of it by swallowing it. And
okay.
but it isn't toxic. The water that they use is 40% more pure than hospital IV water, which means it's 40% more pure
okay.
than distilled water because
okay.
they take it through another process that eliminates all of the
okay.
persistent organic pollutants.
Okay. And then, you know, you mentioned a couple of things which are, as far as some people who have who had some testimonies about the positive reactions or positive results besides, you know, that it's helping with people's visions for greater clarity or maybe helping with degenerative type of vision problems. What else has it done for some people? Can you just elaborate a little bit more on that?
Well, because just to keep completely compliant, I will say this before I go into a couple of those. I'll say that
okay.
we have to say, you know, we don't diagnose, treat, recommend,
right.
yes. cure, anything like that. Okay, so now that I've
yep.
said that, so some of the pictures and results vary. You have to say these kind of things because of the world we live in.
Yeah,
but I've
right.
gotten pictures of people, their actual blood pressure reading and
oh,
what it was
really?
Before
okay.
what it is now. Dramatic
okay.
differences. Dramatic differences. I've got pictures of blood sugar. What it was before and what it is
okay.
now. Dramatic differences.
After three months.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So those are pretty, pretty good. I mean, those two items right there. I mean, you know, most people
That's two of the biggest chronic disease problems in the world. That's,
you bet.
That's your cardiovascular, which is
yeah.
right up there. And that is diabetes.
Right.
Metabolic disorders,
you know, right. And then, of course, there's that big C word, right? And do you know anything
right.
about how it has affected that? Or do we have to look it up now? we all have to go to.
I will say this. If you go to PubMed.gov
right.
and you
right.
type in the search glutathione/cancer, you come up with 27,000 studies. Doctors it's turning their heads. You don't get almost 30,000
okay.
peer-reviewed studies if it's not having some impact. And one of those
okay.
impacts is the fact that the current therapies, being chemo and radiation,
right.
are very oxidative. They are very cell-destructive. And one of the things
yep.
that glutathione does is protect the cell against those oxidative agents. So many doctors are starting to realize they'd better use glutathione therapy with their therapies as an adjunct to help these patients
mm-hmm.
survive the radical treatments. That's one thing they've done.
Mm-hmm.
But many doctors have used it directly as a, you know, in their therapies. And also it's a great preventative because one of the things glutathione is known to do is it protects the mitochondrial DNA. And that's where a cell begins to, you know, divide unnaturally and and bad things happen when cells start dividing unnaturally. So
can you
all
use,
of the protective mechanisms. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So can we also use this as for something such as like an antibacterial or antiviral, like whether or not you got a cut on your leg or hand or something like that? So tell me a little bit about antiviral and antibacterial type properties because of the glutathione. Or can they say anything about that?
In itself, glutathione doesn't necessarily attack these kinds of things, but what it does is it assists the body's immune mechanisms and supports those mechanisms in a way that the body is much more effective and efficient in getting rid of those insults. Yes.
Okay.
And that's
been
proven by study after study.
All right. And then going forward, are they coming up with any new products besides, you know, the we've got the spray now, and then, of course, we have the swish.
Yeah, the spray and swish right now, probably the first of the year. And Stephen Scott's whole thing, his entire life, you know, for four decades, he's marketed breakthrough products very effectively. And that's his... That's what he does, breakthrough. So he said to me, any product that he brings out has to exceed anything in its category. And so they've been testing a weight loss product, and it's in many different iterations so far, but they plan on January releasing that. So in January, they'll have a weight loss product that will be more effective than anything in that category. So that'll be exciting. And 6 months later, likely, so maybe this time next year, they're releasing a nootropic product, which is brain. And I'm sure it will include the nanoglutathione, because nanoglutathione definitely helps brain function. That's one of the first things people notice is cognition, better cognition, clearer head, those kind of things. I've noticed my reaction times have improved, everything. So,
okay. And what do you recommend as far as the proper dosage?
You know, and because it's nano, and so it's difficult to overwhelm you with the amounts that are being delivered, but it's just more efficient, more effective in this form. Two capfuls is the dose. And Steve says that's real good for most people on a daily basis. However, some people, you know, after you go for a while with the two capfuls, like let's say in the morning you take two capfuls, then maybe a month later you really want to step it up, maybe in the afternoon do another two capfuls and just see, you know, where it takes you. And I've done that. I've actually done four capfuls a day. And I find that, you know, I can definitely kind of feel, even though there's no stimulants in this, I kind of feel like it opens my eyes a bit and things are a bit clearer and just like it, my mood and things like that. So if I start feeling overwhelmed, I do a couple of capsules and, you know, hold it for a couple of minutes and then it changes things. It definitely changes things.
Okay. I think for Billy and myself, I can tell you that it's difficult. I think I do know that I do use it on the skin. I'll spray it on the skin, not just on my face, you know. But I find that because it's also like the skin really absorbs very well, again, right into your bloodstream. So I do that. I think that I find that to be very beneficial, especially if I've got a, you know, like a little patch, you know, that's kind of itchy or whatever from whatever, maybe gardening, et cetera. So I'll do that, and that really helps a lot. So it's very soothing for the skin. And we already know that it's very anti-aging as well for the skin. Can you talk just a little bit about that, and then we'll let you go?
Yeah, because it's nano, and they also nanosize collagen and hyaluronic acid as well.
Right.
And so they've engineered it so that it's able to penetrate all 23 layers of the dermis. So it's able to get down to the layer where you have the connective tissues, the elastin and the fibrin and the cross hatching that, you know, begins to break down and where wrinkles begin to emerge. So one of the things people notice pretty quickly, usually within a week, and I did, when I felt my face, it just felt tighter, like it used to.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, it was like
people
start noticing places that had become saggy, you know, were starting to tighten up again. And many, many people are saying their friends look at them and wonder if they've had some work done, you know, because it actually goes in and feeds those tissues deep, deep down that most skincare can't reach because it's nano-sized. So Stephen Scott says we may have the best skincare ever that's ever been released. And that's pretty cool on its own, you know.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to when they decide that they want to put a cream out now to support that.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah,
this is my thought.
Something that has maybe some more of a moisturizing effect.
A little
effect.
Bit more,
yeah,
right? That would be
kind of
nice. Yeah.
Right. Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, I think we're kind of running out of time already, Dr. Jerry. Let me see if I have a couple people here. If you have a question for Dr. Jerry right now, please raise your hand by pressing number one again, and then I can see you, and I'm going to have you speak with Dr. Jerry if you have any questions. Okay. I know he did a very thorough overview and discussion regarding the new me product. I mean, you're just so excellent in your presentations all of the time, besides meditation. So we really very, very much, I'm just going to speak for everybody else. We really do very much appreciate you. I think the only other thing that I'd like for you to bring up more, I think as far as maybe growing this, you know, for business for people, if you will, and also for other businesses. So for themselves first, if you could just touch on that a little bit, would be great.
Yes, Stephen Scott truly is a heart-centered individual, and that's what was I really recognized right away. And he put together a compensation that if you do want to take part in helping spread this around the world, he wants to take this around the world and create this is his legacy. And he wants to change lives and save lives with this, and he will. But he's partnering with us to do it. So what he's doing is he put a plan together that pays better than any plan I've ever been a part of. And where it is, some of these companies put plans together that tend to pay the very top people. And so you find these people that, yes, can make it work, and, you know, they're skilled marketers. And most people don't ever really make it work. What I see with this plan that he put together is that bell curve in the middle where people can get in and really, with a little bit of effort, get to that, you know, $3,000-$5,000 a month that actually people really need to change their lives and actually, you know, be able to make sure that they keep their houses and their cars and be able to have a little, you know, a little less stress just by, you know, building a little bit of a team. So that's within their reach. And another mechanism that allows that to be within your reach is they have a professional reseller program here that fits the model that professionals like doctors, day spas, small chain health food stores would even be included. That you can go to those people and present this product to them because it's a great product that they want to have on their shelf. And it has a different label, and they need to, you know, buy it by cases, and they get this price that fits their keystone price. And it makes it real easy for you to have a vast quantity that you can introduce to the marketplace more quickly by bringing a doctor's office or a small chain health food store, those kind of businesses in you connect up. And with a few of those connected, you could possibly retire because the volume would come back to you at 25% every month would come back to you. So every time they ordered. So it's really a brilliant model to get you very quickly where you could turn it into a business. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that's excellent. I think for people, if for all of you, many of you now already are utilizing using the NUMMI. But if you would like, you could get more information. You can go ahead and join us. And our website is NUMMI.com/renew, RENEW, life. So again, it's NUMMI.com/renew, life. And you will go directly to our website and listen, and you can watch some videos there as well. And if you have any questions, please feel free to text me. And I know I've got a couple of people that are already interested in ordering the NUMMI. But go ahead and text me at 719-428-9746. And if you need to speak with Dr. Jerry, I'd be happy to kind of introduce you to him, especially if it's in regards to maybe, working a business, your business, and trying to associate with other doctors, alternative doctors or spas, et cetera. So with that being said, Dr. Jerry, we very, very much appreciate you as being a mentor, a teacher in both, just not just in the nutritional field and in all that you do, but also in regards to who you are as one of our very beautiful spiritual teachers and mentors as well. So thank you again. You and Annie have a beautiful day, and thank you so much for your time. Anything else?
Thank you. Oh, just we're here to make a difference in the world, and we can start doing that right away. And I think that the world needs us for sure. Yes.
we absolutely do agree. We want to be as healthy as possible. Besides being out in nature meditating, but we also need to be able to take the best products that are out there to help to keep our bodies strong and healthy, because we have so much work yet to do. All right. Thank you, Dr. Jerry. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jane. Talk soon.
I'll let you go. Uh-huh. All right.
God bless.
Talk to you soon. Uh-huh. Thank you. You too. All right. So that's Dr. Jerry. And now we also have another guest who's going. Well, I wonder if I could bring him on the call already. But I think before I do that, Durea, are you with us? Before we bring in our next guest, I know that hopefully everyone has had an opportunity to listen to the call that we had with that was. On the call yesterday with Q, I received some messages as well that, everyone was very happy to have had another call with him. And more joy, more inspiration, and why he is here is to help us to transition. He being this transition specialist, and we know him better as Q and or Source. So we will be having another call with Q probably this week sometime. Have not firmed them up, and that call will be a Q&A. So please stay stationed to that. And I also want to let people know, for those that have already who've already had an interaction personally with Q, and that's been always, all of them have been very, very positive. Especially for the feedback individually and as far as the energies that are brought forth to the individual who works with him and have a healing. It's tremendous. I mean, it's incredible. It's very high energy and very, very helpful. So we will have that also. So we'll have a Q&A with him, and then we'll have another one-to-one with people that are interested. But I cannot tell you when. First we have to do a regular Q&A with them first, and then we'll go forward again with another one. So another private sessions with Q. For new people, let's try the new people, more new people, so that they have an opportunity to talk with Q also. The other thing as well is, you know, our next Q&A with you, we would like to have more testimonies in regards to how people are reacting or how people are responding to the information as well as the healings that he has provided for people. Okay? All right. So with that being said, I'm going to bring Jeraya in so he can go ahead and introduce Michael. But first, let me bring Michael in, and then I'll let Billy take over from there. All right. So let's go ahead and bring in Michael. Michael, our great master, what we call him, is our master day trader individual. So anyways. All right, Michael, here we go. And I think everybody knows his number, 954-330-3077. If you want to connect with him, he'll let us know how to be able to do that. And here we go.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hey, there is Michael, our beloved Michael and Marissa in the background there. So thank you so much, Michael, for being on our call again. Thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
I think what I'd like, so I'd like to do is bring Billy in. I'd like Billy to kind of provide a little bit of an intro for you, but I want to just say a couple of things to everyone in regards to who you are. I mean, we are so privileged and honored to have you as one of our leaders, especially in this, in Forex and financially. I mean, you have been very, very instrumental. Of course, your background has always been that you've always been very, very successful in everything that you've done, whether it's being a day trader or whether or not it's real estate investing. But you're also a wonderful and great mentor, teacher, and helper to all and each one of us, because we've never really you were the one that brought us to this stage of our evolution to understand more about the financial part of it, and especially in regards to trading. And, you know, we really respect and really, really appreciate everything that you've done for everyone. So, Billy, are you there?
Of course.
Hello? Yes. So you want to say a few more words in regards to Michael, and then we'll have Michael do his thing.
Well, Michael is a very successful crypto coin trader in the market. And you said most of it already, so I haven't got too much more to say about it. But I will say that he is a wonderful person. He's very, very friendly, courteous, kind, helpful. And what he is doing is, giving people an alternative to making money. And it's a very, very good system. I know that for a fact because I've been able to do several things because of it, and also to help other people. So it has been a blessing for him to have come into our lives. So take it away, Michael.
Thank you so much to both of you. And like I said, everything kind words that you've said about me, it really goes back to you as well. When I think about the two of you, it's just really a truly unquenchable thirst to help people. It's just so consistent, you know. And when I met the both of you, that's exactly what I felt, and I knew that we were going to be able to help a lot of people, and that's exactly what we've done. And I just want to start with just everyone that's on this call. There's so many of you that I got a chance to meet and talk to directly, and some physically as well, which is awesome because I've gone into certain areas and I've gotten a chance to even meet you in that way. And it's just been a thing that I'm really grateful for, that these relationships have been built, relationships that are going to go the test of time year after year. And that's the type of kind of camaraderie that I've experienced over these last 30 years of just getting in the industry and understanding it. I was actually talking to another business partner of mine that I was working with, and, you know, I was just excited for her just 2 weeks ago. She was able to create $100,000 earning, I think, 2 to 3 days in a row, and it just touched me because I knew that she wasn't at that point in the past, and she literally created that type of income in just 3 days within the market that we're in now. You know, a lot of people, when you look at the market, they're like, wow, this market is so bad. This market is this market is that. Things are crazy right now. But through education and knowledge, through my actual strategy that I personally use, she was able to do that over and over again. So even though the market is the way it is, she made almost actually over $250,000 in just a 6-day period, right? And so that's something that, I know, right? And this is the type of joy that I'm feeling all the time. I'm feeling this type of joy because I have people out there that have used my gift, used the gift that I've been given, and they're doing phenomenal things that a lot of people would just be in awe. But it's just due to, you know, being consistent. I mean, she's done probably close to $2.5 million now. Personally.
Wow.
And so this is something that can happen. And as I talk, I always tell people, you know, what I'm involved with and what I do day to day is truly economy proof. It speaks for itself. Like right now, the economy, crazy things, inflation's going on, but yet we're still making money right now. Actually, the last couple of years, I've made more in the last couple of years than I've done previously in my life. So my income is actually going up year after year, not down, because again, it's economy proof, it's recession proof, it's election proof, and I'm excited about that. You know, I'm really excited that people have the ability to shift what they were doing before and be able to help. Now, that person is actually educating other people as we speak right now. So not only did they start to master what I'm doing, they're out there advocating, talking to people, helping them to grow their accounts. And so she has students at this point that are working with her that are getting helped to create this day-to-day. And I'm just, like I said, you know, when you have that type of effect that people are actually being, you know, blessed in this manner because they're just taking actions, it's just pretty phenomenal to get back that information and people tell you that. But with that being said, there's just some fundamentals, things that people need to know. And on all the calls, I've kind of talked about these three things too. You know, not just that you're in something that's economy-proof, recession-proof, and election-proof, but you're also able to understand technical analysis, understanding what the market's doing right now. So even the market's crazy, how do you create income in a crazy market, right? Well, there's still price structure. You know, there's still, you know, ways to look at the market and the charts to be able to gain opportunities. The market is still going up and down. Yes, 70% of the time it is consolidating, but out of those 70% of the time, it breaks and the market starts to move in one direction or the other, and you just have to be able to understand what direction the market's going and you can make money, right? But through technical analysis, fundamental analysis, and the sentiment, you know, people are able to navigate through whatever environment is in right now. And so, like I said, through this process, we have a lot of success. So even with our project that is starting to come to an end every day, you know, we have found that just people referring people to our organization. I have watched people over the last several months go from, you know, not having much, you know, going through a lot of hard times in her life, to a lot of my people that I'm working with right now in our program are making, have made up to a six-figure income and more. Some of the individuals out there are at $500,000 and some, and they've been able to do that with our program. And that's just letting people know that's right now money, not what we call later money because we have to wait for the values to go up. So, like I said, I've really been able to experience some very powerful things on this call that has caused me to energize my daily activity to do more, because when you start to see people becoming successful, you want to do more for your society, because a lot of people are feeling the pinch of what's going on, but they just need the education to be able to navigate around it. And I just want to share something personal with y'all, and it's pretty exciting for me. And for some people, it would be like, why are you excited about that? And I know it's going to be a little weird as it comes out, but I just want you to kind of bear with me as I discuss this. But, you know, sometimes people feel that hardships sometimes just connects with people who are already down. You know, they're already going through things. And some people feel that, okay, with the banks, that's just the way it is. But I'm going to share something with you personal, because this was something that happened to me directly. You know, I do calls over and over and over again about how the market can hit you. You know, we've talked about Ukraine. We've talked about Russia and how, unfortunately, they went into people's bank accounts and seized those funds. And those individuals did nothing wrong. They violated no law. They just came right after them. And it's sad, but they couldn't do anything. They couldn't buy food. They couldn't take care of their family, their bills or things. They just couldn't do anything. They were completely cut off financially. And so just to go over something that happened to me this week, and I'm actually going to name the information because I think it's important to understand how the central bank system works and how you need to have a different solution to have survival tools. Because if this would have happened to me and if I wasn't so diverse in what I was doing, this could have been a very big impact. But for me, I didn't care. It didn't matter to me at all because I know that they can do this type of stuff. So let me get into what I'm talking about. This week, I had just finished up a call, and I went to the mail, as I typically do, just to, you know, check to see what was there. And in the mail, Wells Fargo actually sent me a letter saying that they were going to close my account. Now, on that letter, it had no reason up there, as they always do. It was never a reason, right, most times. And it just said, we're shutting your account down. For a person like myself, this was a fun moment for me because, you know, for me, I don't care. You know, I have other avenues. I have multiple ways to have funds move around. But this was a very pinpointed moment because this is a teaching lesson for everyone to understand. So I called them back and I went through their document of the reasons why they can shut your account down. And with that person on the call, I pinpointed each one. And I said to them, okay, so none of these are connected to me. The only reason why you can shut my account that's left out of all of these reasons is that you just wanted to. And so after I said that to them, the guy on the phone said to me, yes, that has been the reason. You have not done anything wrong from what you stated at this time. We just decided to shut your account down. Now, the reason why I'm saying that to all of you is because imagine you are in a situation where that may have been your only option. Maybe your credit's not where it needs to be, so you can't go to another bank to open an account. They're just going to say no most cases. And you're sitting there trying to do transactions. Maybe you have a company, because this was actually a company account. This was a business account. But just imagine you have employees, that you have individuals in your life that you're taking care of, and they just say to you, hey, we're shutting your account down. We're giving you this amount of days. We don't care. We're shutting your account down. Imagine the magnitude of the change of your life if they're able to do that with no reason. They just straight up said, hey, we don't have a reason to give you. We're just closing your account. So that can happen to a person. I am telling you right now, I am highly successful financially, okay? I'm good in every angle. Like I said to you, I went over every single checklist because I do this for educational purposes, just to educate myself, but also to educate others. Because you may be sitting there thinking you're okay, but at any given time, the bank can come to you, send you a letter, and say, we're sorry, but no longer are we going to have your account with our bank. And I know some of you on this call probably have experienced this. I have experienced this before as well, where they've done this to me for no reason. But what I want you to understand that, what if everything happens at the same time that happens, where all of your choices in the central bank happens that way. And I'm going to tell you, there's been situations in history where there has been run on the bank and banks have shut down. So I just want you to kind of have options. Think to yourself, what is the worst thing that can happen to me? And do I have an answer for what that worst case scenario is? And that's why it's so important to be connected to situations that we're offering to people, because I have choices, because I understand that I'm not going to have my eggs all in one basket. As a financial institution, I'm going to always make sure that there's a lot of different streams out there to protect myself. And also with a call like this, if you take the information, you can protect yourself as well, because there is no deficiency on my side when it comes to capital. So there was no reason for this to happen except for central banks having control of your life. So let's talk about that a little bit. I want to go into just some information. I talked to everyone about this before, but this is just going to steer me right to some information that can help you as an individual to be able to deal with these situations and understand what they're doing, right? So, of course, this is from the Telegraph. I've talked about this a little bit, but I just want to pinpoint some of the things that are up and coming just so that you're not shocked, you're not surprised, and that you can start to be proactive instead of reactive. You know, that letter that came to me, I'm never surprised when those type of things come to me, because I understand that they have control of what they're doing and they can just take you and put you in a situation where you have no control. Give you an example of what I mean. They call it the G7 group. And like I said, if you just Google the Telegraph from the UK, you can get this information. You can look it up. But it's the world's most economically advanced countries. And what they're doing right now is that they're creating a central bank digital currency called the CBDC. And the CBDC is going to be a competitor to Bitcoin and crypto. And their whole focus is to decentralize, where, you know, no longer a Bank of America or HSBC is going to be needed. You can go directly to the central bank, have an account with this digital money, and be able to do your transactions. It's up and coming. And this is what we call digital currency that's programmable, right? The reason why this is happening, we all are noticing the inflation around this. We're noticing that the dollar is plummeting day by day because they're printing money every day that's not backed by anything. And inflation, interest, all of that's going up. So they're making this shift to be able to deal with what's going on at this time. And as paper money increasingly becomes worthless, this is going to be a disaster, right, for us if we're not ready. And so what they're wanting to do is to control people with this centralized bank digital currency so that they still can have control of what your daily activity. Just like this bank, you know, had control to shut down my account, they want this control so they can still be able to tax you and be able to manipulate your movement. Now, what do I mean by this? Well, what I mean by this is that if it's programmable, if you're desiring to eat food, certain foods that are not what they want you to eat, maybe it's burgers, maybe it's not the healthiest thing, they can give you a quota and shut you down, right? They can literally shut your account down. And because it's not like money that's in your pocket, it's digital, so they can shut that down. If you're wanting to travel, maybe you're saying things that they don't like, they can shut down your digital currency where you can't travel or do anything suddenly. So just as sudden as my account was shut down, and that's why I was excited about this call, because it's proof that you could be doing everything right, pinpoint everything. And I suggest you do this. If this ever happens to you and you're in good standing, I want you to do the same thing. You know, hey, what is the reason for you closing my account down? Because I'm looking at your document that you gave to me when I signed up and got this account. These are the reasons, but what is the reason? Because that's what we call the control that you cannot accept. You cannot accept that control if you want to be financially independent, if you want to be in a position that you can control the things that are happening to you. You have to be positioned to be able to handle this in a way where you're not taken off guard. Because I'm never taken off guard. When that came in, I was, like, excited because I knew that I had did the things that I needed to do to make sure that I was financially secure and that my family was okay. So, you know, my wife looked at me and all I did was smile because I was like, wow, look at this. Look at this letter. And she was like, she's like, I'm glad that we have the knowledge we have. And I said, exactly. So what we have is fintech. You know, what we have with World Crypto Life, with our, you know, IMC token, it's not just a token. You know, so many people say, hey, Michael, I've gone online and I see that I can buy it. That's great. That's great that you can go and do that. And if that's what you want to do, that's fine. But you're missing the big picture. You're missing the point that we are like a Cash App. We're like Venmo. We're like PayPal's. We're like Zelle. But instead of having the central banks tell us how much we can take out every day or tell us what we can do with our money on a day-to-day basis and restrict us, we have no borders, so it's like going to a map and erasing the lines because we can do transactions anywhere in the world. So just in case something happens in a country that your family may be, but you still need to get them money, you have a survival tool. You have a financial survival tool with our ecosystem, with our group, that allows you to have choices so that you can send money to them instantly. You know, we have a relationship with Visa. We have a relationship where globally, locally in the U.S., you're able to still do transactions, right? And this is something that protects you. So for some of you, I know I received some emails of people who are wanting to get into our program between today and tomorrow. I'll be getting back to you. I know over the last day or so, some came in. But we're going to be expanding this worldwide. I want you to understand that now we have our own blockchain, right? So what is blockchain? Blockchain gives us the ability to, instead of having to use the government, instead of having to use, you know, central banks, we can do transactions amongst each other, right? Because what it really is, it's cryptographic security, it's transparency, it's immutable. It gives us the opportunity to verify transactions without having to deal with third parties. That's where the problem really hits for all of us, that there's third parties involved, and that's why we have so much fraud. You know, so many people talk about cryptocurrencies, that some things are being hacked. That's only because you're not protecting yourself in certain ways, and we give you information through our education to make sure that that doesn't happen to you. Since 2009, when I first started with cryptocurrency, I have never been hacked because I understand how the system works. I understand what I need to do, and that education will happen for you through our program. So I want you to understand that right now, instead of, you know, being with, let's say, Bitcoin's blockchain that does 1 to 2 transactions every 15 seconds, you know, right now we're on the Ethereum blockchain. We're merging over to our new blockchain within the next 2 months or so. But the Ethereum blockchain is quicker. It does 2 to 5 every 5 seconds. But imagine being on a platform, which is the FINL blockchain, where you can do 1 million transactions a second. What that really means is it's not if our token, our coin, is going to go up in value anymore. It's just a matter of time, because the reason why Bitcoin's gotten so big over the years and Ethereum's gotten so big over the years is because other tokens and coins reside on their platform. It's called altcoins. And so because of that, the value goes up aggressively because there's a lot of transactions. It's high usability. So that with us, instead of now being on a platform of someone else, we have our own that's created by us. So now we have a situation where we have people, groups that can now come on the blockchain that we have, which will automatically start increasing the value of our IMC token at a very fast rate. And that's where we are right now. So many people, they look at the exchange and they're emotional to what they're seeing. And I want to help you with this. I want to help you to understand why you don't want to be this way, so that you can be stronger and stronger as this gets bigger and bigger across the world, because it is going to fly across the world just like the internet and everything else technology-wise that we have seen. So what do I mean by this? Well, Amazon, for instance. You know, Amazon right now, if you saw them in the first 5 years or so, you wouldn't have even looked at them. You would have said to yourself, this company hasn't made any money. They can't be doing too good. Now, what was being missed is that you didn't understand that Jeff Bezos was setting a perfect infrastructure. What I mean by that is that state by state, relationship, 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 he was building relationships. He was building warehouses state by state. He was building his infrastructure, okay? So nobody could understand how big he was going to be because it's kind of like a tree. You can't see how big it is until it goes up in the air. You don't realize that the most important part of the growth of a tree is really when it's a seed and it's being watered and it's maturing. That beginning is everything because if it doesn't begin right, it's not going to end right. That tree is not going to be able to grow properly, you know, if it doesn't start right. So a lot of companies, you can't see how big it's going to be until it's too late. And now your investment is too late. So I want you to relate that to where we are right now. I want you to understand that, you know, when you look at the exchange, you're only looking at what has been the result of previous actions. And what I mean by that is that the market is always very low. Of course, we're going through issues with economy and everything right now. So there's a lot of different factors going on right now that's pushing the market down. But we all know that anything that goes down goes up. So our infrastructure that we're creating right now is so powerful because now we have the fastest blockchain in the world. There's nothing faster than us, period, hands down. We have the highest usability in technology, meaning that you can use what we have for anything. So let's break that down because we're talking about infrastructure. I want to make sure you are aware of how powerful our infrastructure is. For any time, we've integrated the very best crypto marketing and exchange techniques to deliver a futuristic trading experience. So everything we're doing right now, people are not going to really feel for almost 5-10 years, right? That's when they're going to really start to see what we've accomplished. You know, when you look at the online side, we see how powerful the online side has been, but our blockchain helps us to be able to transfer, sell, purchase, and exchange. You know, more and more, each day, we need to be able to use our currency anywhere because people have relationships globally now. So our World Crypto Life has came up with a blockchain opportunity to make it where the coins are useful. We can use them absolutely anywhere. When we look at offline, there's groups and companies that are still not quite into technology. So our coins, our tokens are useful. It's very innovative, and it's helpful to be able to use. So what I mean by that is we can go into a store, we can use our QR code with our ecosystem and be able to do a transaction without a credit card, without cash. We can do that right now, and that is happening right now. We have thousands of companies that are involved with us right now that they're using that method. Now, locally, you know, we want to be as early as possible, right? So locally for a lot of companies, groups out there, they have an opportunity to be an early entry in. We understand the impact of how being early can be a big deal. I mean, right now, some of the top billionaires are using this technology in multiple ways, not just to make money, but also to run their company. Globally, again, we're able to do it anywhere in the world where we have access anywhere in the world. And right now, we have people connected with us, even on this call, that's all over the place. So there is really no borders on what we can do. Now, I'm talking to you about this because that's the infrastructure. That's the infrastructure of, you know, the usability of our coin compared to everybody else. So it's not just about buying a coin and just selling and purchasing and exchanging like Bitcoin, Ethereum does. We're talking about a whole ecosystem where you can use it on anything that you're doing. That's the power in this. Now, the next big thing outside of tokens and coins becoming on our blockchain because every single month over 2,000 tokens and coins come to existence. So just imagine as our blockchain becomes more known and how fast it is, those companies are going to start shifting to our blockchain. Again, that's going to make a value of our IMC token go up. But also, there's companies out there that want to use cryptocurrency. They want to use it, but they can't because they're worried about fluctuation in price. They're worrying about how unstable it is. That's one of the biggest problems that the world feels about cryptocurrency is It's not stable. It's very volatile, right? Which is true. But we, in our ecosystem, has created what we call the G point, and the G point stabilizes the transaction dollar for dollar. So $1 equals one G point, one G point equals $1. So if you are a company that is interested in getting started, now you can do your transactions without fluctuations, without volatility. That's the beauty of what we have, because up to this point, there really hasn't been an answer. You know, yes, USDT is out there, but USDT is its own entity, right? You know, everything that we have is inclusive. It's all part of our system. So you don't have to go out of the system to be able to, you know, succeed in your transactions. You can stay within the system to do anything that you want. You know, we have our own e-commerce site. We have our own travel. We have, like I said, all the things we need to be able to do to have the lifestyle, to do the things we want to do. So that's the difference. When you are a member, these are all the bonuses that you get to participate in. But if you're a person that just buys it on an exchange, you can't experience any of that. So just like Amazon, as the years went on, year after year after year, it was proven that they had created a system that was going to create billions and really trillions of dollars long term. We're in the same situation right now that our infrastructure is being put in place, but as we get to 5, 10, 15 years in the future, the legacy of this company is going to really show itself at the highest level, and we're going to see some things that the world has never seen. You know, like I said, you know, I always use a blueprint of 50,000 tokens. If you went back to 2009 and you purchased Bitcoin at, you know, $500, because at that time it was only 1 cent. If you purchased $500 worth of Bitcoin when it was 1 cent, you know, you would have gotten 50,000 tokens, and then you would have, by 2017, 8 years later, you would have been at $1 billion, right? And that's why it's so important to understand the dynamics of holding your tokens, holding your coins. Don't make this something that you buy it now and you get rid of it later. That's not the concept. That's not the model here. This model is for wealth, not to be rich. It's for wealth. And as you all know, I always say wealth is really when your passive income exceeds your debts, meaning that you don't have to work anymore. My whole life was centered around how can I have my passive income exceed my debt so that when I wake up, it's a choice if I want to work or not. If I want to do anything, it's my choice. And I've been able to succeed in that. And my whole thing now is to help other people to do the same. You know, we have proven ourselves. There are people on this call. There's people that I'm connected to right now that have made over $500,000 just on referring people to our organization. There's been people who have traded that are way above that, multi-millions of dollars. So everything that we're offering right now is a proven fact that if you follow these things, you'll have high success. I'm so excited for all of you. I know that there's a lot of things going on right now, but everybody today needs options. Everybody today needs to make sure that they have financial survival tools. You know, if you have not got in yet, please don't wait any longer, okay? Make sure you get started. Many of you have. Right now we're at 55 cents. I believe it's only 30% left at the 55 cents. We are still right now giving 40% extra on top. So it's not a discount, but you're getting extra, right, on top. So we only have about 4 cents left before we're going to run out. This can happen all within a month or a month and a half. So if you haven't made a decision, if you haven't seen what's going on around you, please take a look. The last thing I want to talk about is how we've helped so many people who have had 401ks. Right now we're seeing some devastating things. It hurts me to the core knowing that right now many people have lost 40 to 50% of their 401k. And I'm proud to say that the people who started with us last year never had to experience that at all. We're not affected by what the exchange prices are. Right now we're at 55 cents, about to be 56 cents. So a lot of you came in at 26 cents with me, 27 cents. And then, of course, we had people come in later. But just imagine if you came in right when we got started with this call, you would have doubled your money. So instead of losing 40 to 50% of your 401k, you would be right now two times the amount that you're at now. Now, with what's happening in the next 2 months or so when everything's completely integrated, we're going to see this go from 55 cents to $1 to $10 and beyond. Why? Because we're going into the third and fourth quarter. I always tell people, never look at the first two quarters of the year when it comes to cryptocurrency. It means nothing. Hold your cryptocurrency through the test of time, and you'll see that when you get to the third and fourth quarter, the price goes up. But even further than that, make it where you're holding on to what you have, because the real value is going to come in the years. Think about Amazon. Think about Microsoft, all of these companies that are out there right now that grew over time. This is exactly what we're talking about right now. This is absolutely going to grow over time, and it's going to get bigger and bigger. And the ones who stay the course are going to get the biggest return. So, yes, I know that there's going to be benchmarks. There's going to be times where you're going to need to liquidate some of what you have. But make it a point that you're not liquidating everything. You know, even at my highest amount, I held 50% of what I had. I did not let go of the 50% because I knew I was never going to be able to pick the price up at those low amounts. I knew that I would never be able to get Bitcoin at 1 cent ever again. I knew it. So right now we're in a situation where we're at 55. It's going to be a moment where we're never going to see these prices again. So always make sure that you stick and stay. You hold what you have. We call it that buy and hold strategy, so that you can be able to futuristically be able to say that that was a good choice. I did the right thing, because that's where I'm at right now. I'm in a situation right now that my past, decisions have caught up with me now. And now I'm in a situation where people are saying to me on a consistent basis, I wish I did what you did when you did it. Most people at the time didn't believe. They felt that I was crazy, didn't believe that I understood where the market was going. But now they've come back, and a lot of them have got going with me now because they don't want to miss this second opportunity. They've heard me. They've seen the course of Bitcoin, the ups and downs it's had, because it had many ups and downs. But they know that now where it is, we'll never see it get to 1 cent. We'll never see it get there, because unlike fiat gets printed every single day, digital currency, cryptocurrency, certain ones, especially like Bitcoin and the one that we have, the IMC token, is not going to be printed anymore. There's no more of it. It's not something that there's going to be a continuous printing press printing the IMC token. It's going to get to a point where it's gotten to its end, and once it gets to the end, what happens? The value goes up because there's a lack of supply and the demand is still increasing. So just remember these things. I'm trying to help as much as I can on these calls to convey the message, to get you to see the urgency of what we have, that right now there's more billionaires that have been creating cryptocurrency than anything else, faster than ever. So this could be a way to really support you, your family, if you make the decisions now and you hold on to what you have. So, again, I'm so excited, like I said, to be on these calls. I'm just, again, excited to also convey a message that happened to me personally, because not often do I have a personal testimony. But I have a testimony today that I hope hits you to your core, that even a person that has lots and lots and lots, right, is still in a situation where things can happen, where a person or an entity can come to you and say, we're shutting you off. So this is why you have to have options. This is why you have to make decisions today, so that in the future you don't have to say, wow, I wish I did this. I wish I had a financial survival tool and that I was on board with the IMC token and World Crypto Life, because at least I can do the things I need to do with that group as regards of now being in a situation that I don't know what to do. So what's next? So as we, I want to go ahead and bring Jane on. I know you like to come on, so before we finish up, do you have any questions or anything? That'd be awesome.
Well, I think your the beginning of your show, I think that was very surprising, and yet that is what is happening around the world. And I think that all of us already understand, you know, that there are you have to be independent in your wealth. And I think this is really what you're trying to say, and that we cannot trust our banks. You know, they're all part of the central banks anyways, and they do control. I mean, they even control, you can only take out, X amount of money. If you want to send something out, that's all you get. And whatever you can withdraw, you can only withdraw so much. I mean, who's in control here? They are, and we are not. And then again, the other thing too that you really continue to bring out is that the fiat is really going, it's down the drain already. I mean, it's time for us to be able to be aware of alternatives to what we presently have, because that's not going to last anyway. Everything is going to be crypto, it's going to be gold, it's going to be silver, it's going to be assets that are going to be backing up what we have. And I think it's been really an honor to have you be on board to be able to discuss, because you're out there, you understand, what the forex, all of the different, blockchains and all kinds of cryptos that are out there, and you've been able to analyze that and help us to understand, hey, this is what, I would suggest this is what is going on in the market, and, come on board and, conserve and don't lose your money. Because the value of the dollar is basically down the drain. And I think we all know that. We're looking for alternatives, and people don't want to move. And I think that's really it in terms of the insecurity of whether or not, should I really or should I? And I think if you haven't done so now, it is time now. Because as we know, in the larger picture, fiat is gone. It's not even – I think it's China, I think, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, it's going to, between the U.S. dollar versus the yuan, the yuan, I mean, which is stronger, right? We used to be the number one in terms of our currency, but it isn't anymore. So people need to get that, really need to understand that.
Exactly. And those are the main points, We have inflation. We have interest going crazy. We have money that's not backed by anything. It's no more valuable than the monopoly money that you have in your game. If you have the monopoly game, it has no more value than that paper inside of that game. Okay. It just doesn't. And, as we start to mature in what we're doing, we have to understand where things are going. And it's vital that you're 5, 10, even 15 years advanced of everybody else. And that's why when people look back at 2009, well, really even before then, I had information about this, look how long it took for mainstream to catch on, right? Just this year, finally, Fidelity Investment, the number one retirement fund in the world, is saying that we're going to be putting 20% of our funds, our clients' funds, into cryptocurrency. This is one of the most conservative groups in the world. But they are looking at, if we don't do something right now, all of our clients are going to leave us because we're not going to be able to give them a return. If we're not able to give them a return, they're not going to stay with us. So most of my clients are for Fidelity and other retirement groups. They come to me because they're like, Michael, you were right. You told us last year, because a lot of these people are getting with me this year, I connected with last year. And I said to them, listen, you're going to be coming to me next year. I know things are looking a certain way right now, but you're going to be coming to me next year because you're going to be taking a loss in your account. And they were like, I don't see that. They were like, I don't see what you're saying. But now they called me back and said, Michael, I don't know what's going on with that crystal ball you have, but my goodness gracious, I've already lost 20%, 30%, 40%. 50%, and it's absolutely devastating because this is something that people have been working on for the last 40 to 50 years, right? Crazy.
Stock market is really, really bad. So it's going down. But anyways, I would, before we let you go, Michael, I'd like to bring Zora in. I want Zora to say a few words in regards to the IMC and what you're doing. Zoraya, can you bring your dad through?
Indeed, beloved gods, goddesses, understand what is happening. Michael is giving you an avenue out. He is giving you what is termed out to protect your assets. Understand this. Your governments are now what is called going back and forth especially the your American so-called make-believe president, is doing what is termed as thinking on doing what is called declaring war on Russia. Understand, if this occurs, that all of your banking will suddenly become part of the military-industrial complex. So what does that mean for you? It's exactly what Michael told you. Your finances will be seized to go towards the war. All of your assets and all that will be seized. So you need to protect yourself. And this is one good avenue to do that. Because once you are involved in this, in Michael's proposal, you understand this. You are protected completely. They cannot seize your account. They cannot seize anything of your assets because you are no longer connected to the system.
Awesome.
Okay.
Wow.
Thank you. Okay. All right. Michael, you want to let people know how they can reach you?
Most definitely, definitely. So I know there's two ways, and I know people are all over the world, which is fantastic. Like I said, it allows us to be able to have a much stronger reach. But the first thing is my number is 954-330-3077. Again, 954-330-3077. And what you want to do is text free. This identifies that you're coming from this particular call. It helps me out a lot so that I know right away when it comes through who it's connected to. And then you want to put your first and last name. You definitely want to put your email. Go ahead and choose a username. A username can be seven to eight letters, which is good. It can be letters. It can be numbers. It can be letter and numbers, but no special characters. And then go ahead, put your city, state, and country. That's going to help you to know what time frame you're in and also how I can work with you. So that's the first thing that you can do. Just do free, your first and last name, email, username, and city, state, and country, right? So that's one. If you do not have the way to be able to text, which I know some of you may have that situation, you can do an email. So you can email the same information to OKAYMRANDREWS@gmail.com. Again, that's OKAYMRANDREWS@gmail.com. So that's OKMrAndrews@gmail.com. And then you just do the very same thing, send the same information. Some of you also are on WhatsApp or Telegram. You can reach me that way as well, where that I can communicate with you, and we can go over ways that you can fund your account. Funding your account ranges from anywhere from $100 to $25,000 and beyond. We have people do everything from $100 in between and beyond, and I will assist you with that as well. And like I said, try to lock yourself into 50,000 tokens. Work on that. You may not be able to do that right out of the gate, but that is a good number to get you to a point when our token gets to $100. You'll be at $5 million at that point. And then you'll be in a situation where as it continues to grow, you can continue to build on your wealth. And like I said, have another way to move money around. So, again, thank you so much. I really appreciate you all that I've helped, all that I've talked to. Phenomenal group, great people, and we just want to continue our path in helping people in every way that we can.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Indeed.
Yes.
One other thing to say about Michael's issue is that remember that this is the system he's using is going to benefit you in many, many ways because you can use the crypto coins or tokens to purchase anything you need to purchase, and it is protected. Awesome. And it is also non-taxable as well.
Right. Okay. So if you have any questions, please reach out to Michael, and he can help to sort things out a little bit more for you if you need that. Otherwise, just give him a call, and let's everybody get on board for as little as $100 for you to be able to put in into it, and then more if you feel like you've got some money that you don't want to lose that's in the bank. Give Michael a call or text him and or send him an email. So with that being said, we want to, again, thank Michael so much for being here with us and being so supportive of each and every one of us. So God bless. Thank you so much, Michael and Melissa, too. Okay. Love you.
You're welcome. Love you all as well. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Indeed.
Okay, everybody, now we have a little bit of time for Zora. So for all of you that have any questions for Zora, go ahead and press 1. And we've got about 25 minutes, which is more than adequate, I think, for our call for today. Again, it's one question per person. And here we go. Just 1 second, please. So that's me. Hold on.
Indeed.
All right.
While you're doing that, I will say one more thing that was very important to say to them. It was also concerning Michael's opportunity.
If
you can do it now. That is urgently urge you to do this because it will protect your assets and your money.
Right. Okay. Hey, Zora, you did talk about Russia and a possible war. I mean, maybe you could just maybe expound on that a little bit because...
Well, they're bickering back and forth. It is.
I mean,
but understand, it will not include a nuclear attack because they cannot do that anymore.
Yes.
We have taken that ability away from them.
Okay.
But... they will be using conventional weapons if they do go to war. Also understand that when a war happens, that's when issues with the banks occur. In your history, you go back to your history, and it will tell you during World War II or shortly before World War II, there was a run on the banks and things of that nature.
Yeah.
So they were already preparing for the war.
They are preparing. Do you see that coming? I guess is my next question.
A possibility. Not a definite, but a possibility.
So just be prepared, huh? Well, when is Biden leaving? I mean, if Biden leaves or he resigns or is ousted, I mean, then we won't have a war. So where are we with that? Because the two of them come together, actually.
Indeed.
If Biden stays on,
if Biden stays on, you will definitely be involved in a war. If Trump was to come back, of course that would change. You would not have a war.
Yeah. So we're looking at a couple of months difference here, as far as everything shifting over, I mean, if we have a war, you know how long that lasts, right? They last. They last for a number of months, if not years. So that's the possibility of it. But, you know, we're also looking at imminent disclosure. We're looking at our blessings to be coming around the corner here. So, I mean,
indeed.
Something has to give, like, really soon, Zora, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
We know that.
Yep.
And we are observing.
Okay.
And, of course, understand we have key members of the Galactic Federation in all what you call governments globally. So we have key personnel in their roles in there already. And
okay.
So they are observing and they are advising the rulers what not to do. And so it is working. The ones that were sent to Biden, he simply dismissed them, not interested in what they had to say. So understand that he must be removed, obviously. And
right.
That will come about one way or the other.
Well, we hope that that gets done before the end of the year, Zora. I mean, otherwise, we'll continue on
that
the
is,
path.
That is the that is the galactic plan, yes.
Right. And, of course, our beloved Q doesn't believe in the galactic as far as their intervention, because it's really up to us to be able to do that, and we the people, but we the people are not enough in order to overturn this this regime at this time. So I don't know what else we can do except to be the light that we are, and I don't know whether that's even enough because most of the people are still asleep, Zora.
Well, the people on this call are all light workers, all of them.
Of course we are.
And, yeah, of course you are. So you can use your influence and your power. Simply rub your hands together and point in the direction of Washington, D.C. and send a huge burst of love and energy and things of that nature.
Okay. Okay, let's do it together, Zora. You start.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, we receive.
No, you're sending, you're saying receive to Washington.
Oh, you receive. Oh, well, okay. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive Biden and your cabinet that follow you, especially you guys, receive. What are they going to receive, Zora?
Love.
Love. Yes, love, of course. Peace and harmony. And
enjoy.
Remove yourselves out of government now. And I know it. We know it.
Indeed.
Okay.
Now for the questions.
All right. All right, here we go. There we go. All right, let me go ahead. I'm going to go from top to bottom. 225 ending in 0209. Hello, 225 ending in 0209. You're on the air with Zora. Okay, all right.
Maybe
we'll go on to the next caller. Yep. Next one is 659 ending in 9923.
Hello. I'm Melvin.
Hello.
From Singapore.
Oh,
yeah, Zora.
And how are you, beloved God?
Oh, just my hand is not so good at the moment. But
your hand is not so good?
Yeah, because there's some viruses that are tanking on my right hand. That's all.
Rub your hands together and place them together as if you're praying. And count from count down from 5. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I receive.
I receive from the God of our being. My hand is in perfect condition.
It's completely healed and normal. And I know it. Keep your hands together as if you're praying. Just hold them together for a period of 5 minutes. And after 5 minutes, separate your hands and you should see a major difference in your hands.
Yeah. We'll come back to you, Melvin. You stay
put.
No, I
want to ask one question.
Oh, sure.
Is it possible?
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Since the last time you mentioned that the healing ship is in cloak position in 10 miles inland, because we are the awakened and wish that how can we establish the contact protocol with the healing ship? after galactic disclosure, so we can meet them and visit them too.
Understand, beloved, that once they are decloaked, you have easy access to them. You understand that presently, because they are cloaked, you do not have access to them. But once the order is given for them to decloak, then, of course, they will be visible, and they will be sending out what you call a healing pulse out to everyone in your vicinity.
So is it the Palladian ship or the Arcturian ship over here?
Arcturian.
Yes, Arcturian. It's a healing ship.
So it would be very visible, and we can actually see and then go and visit them, right?
Well, you can be in your home and you still receive the healing pulse no matter where you are. So once they decloak, the pulse will be sent out automatically and from the ship and for everyone. So you do not have you won't be left out. Let's put it that way. No one will be left out in the Singapore area. Everyone will receive the healing pulse.
It's around the world.
Okay.
The many, many Arcturian ships. Yes. Okay, Melvin. You just stay put now.
Thank you very much, Dora.
Please. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Indeed.
We'll come back. We'll see if we can come back to him, Zora. Otherwise, he knows, hopefully, that the healing is already in process. So our next caller now is 502, ending in 7576. 7576.
Hi, Jane. This is Pam in Kentucky. Hi, Zora.
Hello.
My question today is I listened to Nick Fleming a couple days ago, and he's saying that the dinar is the only currency that has been released to exchange right now, and that in a couple of days he should get word that we can just go into any bank and go up to any teller and exchange our dinar. And so my question
understand
is,
what that would cause. Understand what that would cause. If you were to do what is termed as to walk up to any teller to exchange, you would cause such a commotion that it would be a disaster. Understand? Because common people would be there, and they would not know what is going on, and suddenly you come in with all of this currency to exchange, getting the return on it, and suddenly they think, oh, I am left out. And there would be utter chaos. So that will not occur.
Yeah, there you go. That's your answer, Pam.
Okay. Thank you.
We love you. Okay. Thank you.
I love you all, too.
Yeah, we love you. Thank you for bringing that rumor up. So do not go to anybody.
Okay.
All right. Next caller is 208, ending in 1894.
Okay. Thank you, Jane. And send you lots of love to Zora, Zariah. And this is Tawny from Idaho.
Yes.
Zora, I have a question for you. Okay, on June 21st, which was just a couple days ago, I was in the kitchen, and I went to the table, and I'm getting ready to sit down, and I received this on the left side of my body. I had a pain that ran all the way down to my big toe. Can you tell me what that was? It kind of scared me. I almost thought I was going to lose consciousness. Do you have any idea?
Hmm.
So this is 2 days ago.
Yeah, it was on the 21st.
And it
June.
Was, oh, well, that's, oh, okay.
Yeah, in the morning.
In the morning, okay.
And I feel
and
good.
Affecting what side, did it affect your whole body?
Left side.
Left side of the body.
Just one side, And
what were you feeling on that side?
It was a sharp pain that went all the way down my side to my big toe.
And it started, you don't know where, yeah. Okay, so it started from your head all the way down to...
Well, no, it wasn't in my head. I didn't have a headache or a facial pain. It happened so fast, and it's never happened before. It happened so fast.
And how long did it last?
It almost came and went. And I almost kind of was going to lose consciousness here. And I was like, I don't want to lose consciousness. And I didn't.
Okay. So how did you feel after it happened?
It immediately, nothing. It was just a sudden. I really appreciate maybe you see something, maybe you don't. I don't know.
Okay, Zara. What was she experiencing?
Well, she's not the only one that experienced that. Many others did too. Understand that was energy being sent onto the earth for purposes of the ascension.
Oh, thank you. I mean, thank you so much, because now that we're experiencing it before, and I'm going, and of course, listening to Q with all his different experiences, I was just wondering if I was struck by something. So thank you very much. I send you lots of love.
Okay. So did you want to explain that? Yeah, thank you, Pony. Zora, did you want to explain that further about that energy that zapped a lot of people at that time on that day?
It was the energy that was sent forth onto the planet. Many people experienced different things. Some probably experienced a little dizziness.
Right.
Some people experienced a little out of sorts, or what do you call feeling that they weren't on the earth anymore. But it was different for everyone. But there were several that received the same type of
Everybody
effect.
Received it. It's how everybody received it, except that it's very individual as far as how you receive it.
Yes.
And how it impacts
this
body. Right. And so describe that energy that was sent out. How long was that? And it's a higher frequency, obviously.
Of course.
So
the duration would be considered seconds, actually.
It was just for seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And that was coming from where, Zora?
From the center of the universe.
The central sun. Okay.
Indeed.
Okay, everybody. All right. Let's go on to our next question, and that is 909, ending in 7336.
Hi, Jane. This is Gina from California.
Hello, Kim.
Hello.
Oh, Gina. Sorry.
Hi. It's okay. I'm Gina Kim. Hi, Zora. My
I know who you are.
My question is about the galactic disclosure. You said Sananda himself will be announcing throughout the world in their own language. People will be hearing. Everyone will be hearing his announcement. Now, Sananda, who is in New Jerusalem, he's going to be announcing. So how is that different from Q? Or I know also there is another Jesus, Lord Maitreya, who's currently here on earth. He's been acknowledged by Tibetan Lamas that he is Lord Maitreya, Akka Jesus. So when the... I guess my question is that when the galactic...
He is not.
Lord disclosure
is not
announced.
Jesus.
The one in Tibet is not Yeshua.
No, he's not in Tibet, but he was born in here in America. The Tibetan Lamas were acknowledged him as Lord Maitreya. Anyway, when the Galactic Discourse announces, is there going to be a Sananda himself who's in New Jerusalem will be announcing? Because we have now here two, but he doesn't really believe in a Galactic Federation, whatever. So is it going to be a Sananda, Anandi Sananda from the New Jerusalem will be announcing the Galactic Disclosure? How, you know, what I'm trying to ask you.
Understand, Sananda, when it is time for him to appear to the Earth peoples, he will be here in an instant.
It will not
from
be
New
two.
Jerusalem.
It will not be two. Or two.
No.
Yeah, I know, but so of course I don't think it will be two because he doesn't even believe in Galactic Federation, according to what I just heard.
How do you want to? Yeah. Okay. I'm going to put you on mute now, okay? Because we got a couple more. We got to get them going here. But Zora, can you explain that a little bit more?
What?
You know, so we're talking about Sananda Jesus coming and telling the world all about the Galactic Disclosure.
What about it?
So it's actually going to be Sananda looking like Yeshua, or how is that going to be?
It will be Sananda looking like himself.
And what does Sananda look like?
You have a picture of him, Zareya has a picture of him on her phone.
I know, but that looks just like Jesus or Yeshua.
No, that looks like Yeshua.
Okay, all right. Well, anyway. Okay, so that's Yeshua. Yeah, Yeshua. And it's
But it would be a much more enlightened, much more bright figure than that picture.
Okay, so that is Yeshua, which many people know as Jesus, know him as,
or Sananda.
To identify him as, or and a Sananda. Okay.
Indeed.
All right, Gina, we gotta get going here. All right, next caller we have is 619 ending in 6095.
Yes, this is Lori, and hello both of you and all of you. My quick question is, there has been it sounds like fear-mongering around Elon Musk and what he's doing with artificial intelligence, and would love to know, is
good question.
He working for the light or for the dark?
You want to know if Elon Musk is of the dark? No.
He
is benefiting mankind in many ways.
I guess it's
beautiful.
It's, and I understand, Lori, I understand. We understand because there have been different views of Elon Musk coming out on the internet. Oh, he's not the good guy. He's really working with the bad. And, you know, got to also understand that we have to work in conjunction sometimes with the dark in order to bring about what we need to do. So, a little complicated to be able to do that, but you kind of got to get in order to remove. So, anyway.
Okay. Thank you very much. Love you
all. Thank you. All right. Love you too. Thank you. Okay. Last caller is 970 ending in 1197. Oops. Hold on.
Hello, Jane and Thora. Okay. This is Barbara in Colorado. Can you hear me?
Hi, Barbara. Yes.
Of course.
Hi. Could you, Zora, give an update on the Dasara Nasara? You know, I know we're looking at it's unknown for the GCR. It's going to be any time or it's going to be whenever. But I know that there's a lot of people really suffering. I mean, especially elderly, like myself right now, because I've been unemployed, living off of Social Security, basically. And then there's, like, families that maybe is a single mom, and they're struggling with all the food shortages and all of this. Is the NSAR going to be, is it rolling out now in certain ways, especially to handle certain groups that are desperately struggling?
You want to know if Gisar and Nassar is rolling out? Yes, it is.
Okay. So are they? Do you know if they're looking at specifically like the groups that are in the highest risk and really in hardship right now?
Which groups are you speaking of?
I'm talking about the seniors that are barely making it. I'm talking about single moms and children that are barely making it. Those kind of groups that are really, really struggling right now.
Things are about to change for everyone on planet Earth when it comes to what you call necessities. Just look for changes to occur in the coming couple months.
Okay. Thank you, Zora. All right. So I think the other two questions I have is, one, someone wanted to know what types of food you eat mostly in Hollow Earth. And the other question is, are you also in Hollow Earth affected by the planets, by the moon, you know, by the zodiac, et cetera?
No.
No, you're not affected by the moon or the planets or constellations or anything like that, correct?
Well, the tides are, but not the not anything else.
Not the zodiac or anything else. Okay. All right.
No.
And then the last one is, what food do you eat? Are you eating, we're just about done here, nuts and...
We are vegetarian eaters.
So you eat meat. You eat nuts, but you also drink dairy, right?
But we are vegetarian. We do not eat meat. At all.
You don't eat meat, anything with eyes?
Nothing, no meat.
Okay.
Period.
So, but you do
eat. We would never eat our brothers and sisters ever.
Okay, but do you eat dairy?
I do not eat eggs, nor do I drink milk.
Okay, but some people do in Hollow Earth.
Yes, because some of them have come from the surface.
Okay.
But the ones who live in Hollow Earth, who are native to Hollow Earth, do not partake of any of that.
Okay, gotcha. All right. All right, everybody. Let's call it a day. We're already off our 3 hours. So you guys have a wondrous, glorious, and loving day for those of you that are listening. And you heard Zora, and so thank you all, and we shall see you this coming week. All right, love you, and do be just you, and not think about anything that is negative. Make your realities always positive, and I know that that's difficult to do when we're transitioning, but do your very best. Much love to everyone.